Blog Talk Radio.
I've been trusting and confessing the wrong things, been messing with my head, but you're caressing. Release pain, distressing, and instead of concentrating on situations, I'm facing steady pacing and I'm making a move.
I'm hesitating and I'm nervous,
but that one word just
feels like it's gonna be alright.
I can make it through the night.
Don't wanna hear mama say, or daddy say, or sister say, or brother say.
I just wanna hear you say.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Hey, I see God. I have Sister Shirley. I have Mother May. I have Brother Hubert. And there's someone else that I have. The number ends in 3755. Mom said Auntie Carrie's not going to be here tonight, Auntie Dot. Do you want me to play the First King 18?
It's 19. I'll play it if you want me to.
19.
You
okay.
Want me to play it?
Yeah, go for it. Yeah. Yes, ma'am.
Yes. All right. So it now?
Yes.
Okay.
Ahab told Jezebel all that Elijah had done, and withal how he had slain all the prophets with the sword. Then Jezebel sent a messenger unto Elijah, saying, "So let the gods do to me, and more also, if I make not thy life as the life of one of them by tomorrow about this time." And when he saw that, he arose, and went for his life, and came to Beersheba, which belongeth to Judah, and left his servant there. But he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness, and came and sat down under a juniper tree. And he requested for himself that he might die, and said, "It is enough now, O Lord, take away my life, for I am not better than my fathers." And as he lay and slept under a juniper tree, behold, then an angel touched him and said unto him, "Arise and eat." And he looked, and behold, there was a cake baken on the coals, and a cruse of water at his head. And he did eat and drink, and laid him down again. And the angel of the Lord came again the second time, and touched him and said, "Arise and eat, because the journey is too great for thee." And he arose and did eat and drink, and went in the strength of that meat 40 days and 40 nights unto Horeb, the mount of God. And he came thither unto a cave, and lodged there. And behold, the word of the Lord came to him. And he said unto him, "What doest thou here, Elijah?" And he said, "I have been very jealous for the Lord God of hosts, for the children of Israel have forsaken the covenant. Throw down thine altars, and slain thy prophets with the sword, and I, even I only, am left, and they seek my life, to take it away." And he said, "Go forth, and stand upon the mount before the Lord." And behold, the Lord passed by, and a great and strong wind rent the mountains, and brake in pieces the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake. but the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a still small voice. And it was so, when Elijah heard it, that he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out, and stood in the entering in of the cave. And behold, there came a voice unto him, and said, What doest thou here, Elijah? And he said, I have been very jealous for the Lord God of hosts, because the children of Israel have forsaken my covenant, thrown down thine altars, and slain thy prophets with the sword, and I, even I only, am left, and they seek my life to take it away. 1 Kings 19:15. And the Lord said unto him, Go, return on thy way to the wilderness of Damascus. And when thou comest, anoint Hazael to be king over Syria. And Jehu the son of Nimshi shalt thou anoint to be king over Israel. And Elisha the son of Shaphat of Abel-Meholah shalt thou anoint to be prophet in thy room. And it shall come to pass, that him that escapeth the sword of Hazael shall Jehu slay, and him that escapeth from the sword of Jehu shall Elisha slay. Yet I have left me 7,000 in Israel, all the knees which have not bowed unto Baal, and every mouth which hath not kissed him. So he departed thence, and found Elisha the son of Shaphat, who was plowing with 12 yoke of oxen before him, and he with the 12th. And Elijah passed by him, and cast his mantle upon him, and he left the oxen, and ran after Elijah, and said, Let me, I pray thee, kiss my father and my mother, and then I will follow thee. And he said unto him, Go back again, for what have I done to thee? And he returned back from him, and took a yoke of oxen, and slew them, and boiled their flesh with the instruments of the oxen, and gave unto the people, and they did eat. Then he arose, and went after Elijah, and ministered unto him.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for playing 1 Kings 19 for us, Auntie Dot, in the absence of Auntie Carrie. We appreciate you stepping up. I'm going to go ahead and do a roll call. I have Auntie Marie.
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, good evening.
Good evening.
Okay, we have Sister Shirley.
Good evening.
Good evening.
And Brother Hubert. Mother May.
Good evening.
And Auntie Dot. And it also looks like we have a new caller. The number ends in 3755. Would you like to announce who you are?
Benny.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, I didn't understand, but I'm assuming you're just going to be a listener. If you decide to speak up, we'll hear you. I will, I told you to distract me. Please stop. I hear a whisper, but I'm so sorry, I can't understand. So we're going to go ahead with the call. Welcome everyone. I'm sorry.
Betty Wilson.
That's Betty Wilson.
Filler. Here.
Okay. I'm gonna go with Sister Betty. I think that's what I heard.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay, well, let's go ahead and get started with our call. Welcome, Sister Betty. We appreciate you taking time out your day to join us on this day. And welcome back, Auntie Marie. We will go ahead and proceed. So we just want to welcome everyone to our weekly family call. where we, our theme is Walk with Jesus. Give me just a second. My computer's acting a little weird. Welcome to the Nellis Family and Friends Weekly Program. We are a family gathered together to give God honor and to praise his holy name. Amen.
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 Okay. Well, today we have the opening prayer being led by Mother May. If you can proceed with that, Mom.
Okay. Dear Lord, help us to hear your voice and submit to your will. Through your Spirit, speak in us, convinced of the purpose that your will be done. And we bless everybody that attended on this line, and we give you the praise and we give you the honor. Thank you, and let your will be done. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that beautiful prayer, Mother. And we're going to go ahead into our first worship song. The title is I Look to You by Whitney Houston.
As I lay me down, heaven hear me now. I'm lost without a call. After giving it my all, winter storms have come and darkened my sun. After all that I've been through, who on earth can I? I look to you, I look to you. After all my strength is gone, in you I can be strong. I look to you, I look to you. And when melodies are gone and you are here with me, I look to you. After losing my breath, there's no more fighting left. Sinking to rise, no more. Searching for that open door. Every road that I've taken, let my be free. And I don't know if I'm going to end. Nothing to do but lift my head. I look to you. I look to you, yeah, and with all my strength is gone, and you I can't be strong, I look to you, oh, I look to you, oh, oh, yeah, and with all my strength is gone. I look to you. And you are here above. I look for you.
Amen, amen, amen. What a beautiful song. Beautiful song. Looking to God. And all else has failed, we look to God. Amen, amen. All righty, we're going to go ahead with our program this evening. This is where we say Bible verses, whatever you guys want to share today. I'm going to start with Sister Shirley. Sister Shirley?
I'm sorry, I had it on mute.
That's
Psalms
okay.
130. Psalms 130. Out of the depths, I cry to you, Lord, Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to my cry for mercy. If you, Lord, kept a record of sin, Lord, who could stand? But with you there is forgiveness, so that we can, with reverence, serve you. I wait for the Lord. My whole being waits, and in his word I put my hope. I wait for the Lord more than watchmen wait for the morning. Israel, put your hope in the Lord, for with the Lord is unfailing love, and with him is full redemption. He himself will redeem Israel from all their sins. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Man, thank you for that reading out of Psalms 130, Sister Shirley. Amen. Next, we have Auntie Marie. Any good news you would like to share with us this evening?
I'll be coming from 1 John, the 4th chapter. This is how we know that we live in him and he in us. He has given us his spirit, and we have seen and testified that the Father has sent his Son to be the Savior of the world. If anyone acknowledges that Jesus is the Son of God, God lives in them and they in him. God, they in God. And so we know and rely on the love of God, And we rely on the love God has for us. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God, and God in them. This is how we will have confidence on the day of judgment. In this world, we are like God. Amen. Like Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading out of 1 John, Auntie Marie. Amen. Next, I have Auntie Dodd. Do you have any good news you'd like to share with us this evening?
Yes. I'm coming from Psalm 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standing in the way of sinners, not sitting in the seat of the scorner, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law doubt he meditate day and night, and he shall be like a tree planted by the river of the water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaves also shall not wither, and whatsoever he does shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driven away. For therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the Jewish man, not sinner in the synagogue of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly, they are prayers. Amen, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading out of Psalms 1, Auntie Dodd. Next, I will go next, and I'm going to be reading out of a book that I have that's called Prayers and Promises for Wisdom. And the title of my subject is, Why Do You Need Wisdom to Be Bold? So the first verse that it talks about of boldness is Acts 28:31. He proclaimed the kingdom of God and taught about the Lord Jesus Christ with all boldness and without hindrance. And then Proverbs 28:1 says, sinners run away even when no one is chasing them, but those who do what is right are as bold as lions. And then I have Psalms 138:3. On the day I called you, you answered me. You made me strong and brave. And the last one, Hebrews 4:16. Let us come boldly to the throne of our gracious God. There we will receive his mercy, and we will find grace to help us when we need it most. And in summary, Father, you are the God of all assets, and through your work on the cross, Jesus, we can now approach the throne with complete confidence that you want us there. We hear you, and you hear us, and you care deeply about our needs. Help us to view you as full of mercy and grace. Since our tendency is to shy away in fear, free us from the bondage of fear that separates us from you, Father. This portrait of you on the throne, full of mercy and grace, reassures us that you have our best interests in mind. Help us pray unaltered and unashamed when wait with patience and then act in the wisdom of your word, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you.
All righty. Next we have Brother Hubert.
I've got the book of Isaiah 16. Send lambs as tribute to the ruler of the land. From Shiloh across the desert to the mountain of the daughter of Zion. Like flooding birds pushed from the nest, so are the women of Moab at the ford of the Amron. Give us counsel. Render a decision. Make your shadow like night. At high noon, hide the fugitives. Do not betray the refugees. Let the Moabite fugitives stay with you. Be their shelter from the destroyer. The oppressor will come to an end, and destruction will cease. The aggressor will vanish from the land. In love, a throne will be established. Faithfulness, a man will sit on it. One from the house of David. One who in judgment seeks justice and speed the cause of righteousness. We have heard of Moab pride, her covering pride and conceit, her pride and her insolence, but her breasts are empty. Therefore, the Moabite walls, they wail together for Moab. Lament and grieve for the men to occur, Haresh, the field of Heshbon withers, the vine of Sibna also. The rulers of the nation have trampled down the choicest vine, which once reached Zedah and spread toward the desert. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Brother Hubert, out of Isaiah. Next, I want to see if Sister Betty had any good news she would like to share with us this evening. Okay. I'm going to take silence as a no. And then last but not least, we're going to go with Mother Mary.
Yes, I'm coming out of Psalm 136, 1 through 26. That thanksgiving for God endured love. Dear Lord, how excellent is thy name. How wonderful is the great mystery and thy divine wisdom. We give thanks to you, for thou art good. Your love endures forever. I find no meaning for life apart from the Lord. I have determined to continue to put all of my trust in thee, Lord, regardless of the situation or circumstance. I desire to be thy servant forever in obedience. Help me work through every opportunity of my life today and joyful receive the fruit of all of the promise that you have made for us. We give thanks to you, for thou art good. Your love endures forever. Without you, Lord, we cannot move beyond simple trust to a faithful that surpasses all human understanding and sacrifice. I praise thee and lift thee up for all that has given me so that our life is not in vain. Guide our feet, Lord, and make me like one of your faithful servants who has come and gone before me, who have passed towards the mark of the high calling in Christ Jesus. Make me a willing participant in the unfolding revelation that is your will and your way. We give thanks to you, for thou art good. Your love endure forever. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Mother May, for that reading out of Psalms 136. Amen. Amen. Okay,
amen.
Well, that completes our first round. So we're going to go ahead and go into our sick and shut-in. Before we do, is there anyone we need to add on the list or remove from the list? Okay. I would like to take a moment to give a brief update on Loretta. As you recognize, she's not here today. She is having good days and bad days. Some good days, she's able to get up and walk around on her own without the walker. She sounds strong when I talk to her. We usually talk at least every other day. But she's definitely focusing on getting rest so she can get stronger day by day. But just keep her in our prayers for strength and for guardian angels to continue to be by her side and give her courage and faith to continue to trust in the Lord. Amen.
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 Amen. So I'm going to go ahead and say the prayer for all of our sick and shut-ins. So Heavenly Lord, we need your divine intervention in our lives at this time, Father God. We need you to empower our bodies with your holy presence and for you to just wrap your arms around us and soothe our pain, Father God. We know that you are the Almighty God. Anything is possible with you. We know that you are our healer, and we know that we come to you today with all our hearts, very heavy for Loretta Simmons, James Richardson, Kenesha and Sylvia Ball, Sandra Richardson, Jackie Johnson, Joseph, Caroline, Marianne Lowe, Brian and family, Jimmy Simmons and family, Auntie Betty and family, Sister Shirley and family, and the Lowe family. We want no reason for their sickness to escalate, Father God. So hence we pray that you attack the sickness at the root and cleanse their holy body with all the remains of the sickness to be gone. We thank you for cutting away the ailments and also the cords of protection that you now offer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Now we are going to recognize birthdays. And we're looking at October 7th through 2nd through October 8th. And I have Timothy on October the 5th, and that's Miss Janet Williams' grandson. Somebody by the name of G-U-T-I on today, October the 2nd. It might be Greta, G-R-E-T-I. And then also myself, my birthday on the 7th, which is Friday. So, are there any other birthdays that I'm overlooking here between the 2nd and the 8th of October? All right. Hubert, look, a happy birthday song.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Amen, amen.
Amen, amen.
All right, well, we'll move right along to our second round. This is an opportunity to share a testimony, a poem, or song, a praise report, or you may say another verse if you like. And if not, just say pass when I call your name. Well, let's start off with a Sister Shirley.
You say Sister Shirley?
Yes, ma'am.
I pass.
Okay. Mother May.
Yes, I'm coming out of 34. Praise the Lord, all you servants of the Lord, who minister by night in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary and praise the Lord. May the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth, bless you from Zion.
Thank you for that. Next we have Auntie Dot.
I pass.
Okay. Auntie Marie.
I pass.
Okay. And I'm going to try one more time. Sister Betty.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay. All righty. You just a listener, or did you want to share any news with us?
No, I apologize. My phone was on mute, but I had the Bible verse that I wanted to share. It's coming from Proverbs. Chapter 3, verse 5, and it's from the New Living Translation. And it says, lean not to your own understanding, and all that you do, acknowledge Jesus Christ, and he will direct your path.
Amen.
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 Thank you so much for coming. I can't remember what book was that, Sister Betty?
Proverbs in the book of New Living Translation.
Got it. Okay. Thank you. Okay.
Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5.
Got it. Thank you so much. Okay. Next we have Brother Hubert.
Yes, I'll be talking out the Red Prayer Book. And it's learning to know his voice. Many Christian believers do not believe that they can hear, that they can or do hear God's voice. Many years ago, I was reading John 10, and Jesus said in verse 14 that he is the good shepherd and that he knows his sheep and his sheep know him. In John 10:27, Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I am one of the Lord Jesus' sheep, and I know that he is not a respecter of persons, so I decided I wanted to hear his voice like some of his sheep, other sheep do. I wanted to hear his voice so he could guide me according to Isaiah chapter 58, verse 11, and instruct me and teach me in the way that I should go, according to Psalm chapter 32, verse 8. I believe that if you want to hear God's voice, and if you pray the following prayer, he will honor your prayer and teach you to hear his voice. I remember the first time I heard his voice, and it changed my life. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Thank you for that. You were beautiful. Awesome. Out of the red book. All right. Well, that actually concludes our program for today. But before we close, a couple of things we want to do is assign parts for next week. And also, we're going to listen to our final worship song. And then I will come with the closing prayer. So do we have a volunteer to play 1 Kings 20 on next week?
I'll do it. Auntie Dot.
Okay. An opening prayer. Do I have a volunteer for the opening prayer?
I'll do it.
That's Sister Shirley?
Yes.
Awesome, awesome. And then do I have a volunteer for the closing prayer? Okay. Well, I'll put my name down for that one. The song that I chose for, if I remember. Ooh. Oh, okay. Is You're Bigger by Kyla Carter? Jackson Carr. Oh my, oh my, you can't be up, oh.
Alrighty. Amen, amen. Thank you guys for your participation tonight. I would like to do the closing prayer. As we have come to the conclusion of our program, we thank you, God, for all that you do in our lives, and we are so thankful you are bigger, and you can handle anything that we face daily, Father God. And we are just gracious that you woke us up this morning, Father God, and you allowed us to be here on this day. And Father, as we depart, we ask that you be with us, and may your angels go before us and clear the way throughout this week and touch us as we touch those in our lives, Father God. And we're also asking for traveling mercy for anyone that's traveling during the week. And we also would like to thank you for the lives that you have prepared beforehand. Lord, thank you for the laughter and the wonderful times that we shared. May our glory and honor come back to you in everything that we do. It is in Jesus' name we believe and pray. Amen.
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 Okay, well, that actually concludes our call for this evening. Just want to thank everyone for joining, and just have a blessed week.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a blessed week.
Thank you, and thanks for coming, Sister Betty. We appreciate you being here.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm just wanted Mom determined to run the show, huh? Oh, no.